This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
These
pick up football.
Michael K. Show.
It's football.
Pro picks.
I've been watching it for 40 years. 40!
Yes, it's time for the Michael K. Show Pro Picks, brought to you by Bud Light. Well, last week, both Peter and I went 2-1, but we both missed our three-point pick. Don, you got your three-point pick, right?
No, I went 1-2. I got my 1 point
pick. You got your one.
I win!
So, before yesterday's exhilarating win for me, Don and I were tied. Now I'm 1 point ahead, but he has a game in hand. So, since I'm ahead of Peter and we both have the same amount of points, I'll go first.
Yes.
I got to be honest, guys. I was taking the 49ers Saints game until that gentleman talked me off it because I was waiting on Raheem Mostert. And if he's not playing, then they're not really going in with many weapons. So a lot of people are saying, well, the 49ers have a bye week next week, so they'll just hang out and let Mostert have another week, which is what they're going to do, because then they play the Rams after that. So that one's off the board because of that gentleman. So I switched to this. I'm going to take Joe Burrow and the guys. I'm going to take the 7.5 over the Steelers. Now, Burrow is 6-2 against the spread so far in his rookie year. Now, Ben Roethlisberger, 23-9 against the spread against Cincinnati in his career. But Ben Roethlisberger, because he has been shut down because of contact tracing, he was close to somebody who did test positive, has not practiced all week. So that's got to cost him something. There's also the outside shot that he can still test positive and not play. Certainly not rooting for that. But even if he does play without practice all week, Burrow's made this Bengal team a little bit better. And the Steelers really had a sneak by last week to get that win. So I'll take the Bengals. I'll take the 7.5. I think they'll cover. That's my 2-point pick. My 3-point pick, it's a sexy game. I think you're all going to like this. I'm taking the Bills over the Cardinals. I'm going to get 1.5 in Arizona. Now, the Bills had the big win against the Seahawks. They forced a lot of turnovers. They had Russell Wilson throw 5 interceptions. I'm sorry. 2 interceptions. They recovered 2 fumbles as well.
Yeah.
So bottom line is Wilson didn't play well. Now, Wilson serves the same problems like Kyler Murray does, but I think Kyler's not quite the quarterback that Russell Wilson is yet. The Bills, Josh Allen took a step toward being considered for the MVP last week. I think the Bills are going to win this game outright. I know the Cardinals have much improved, but the Bills really have straightened things out. They're really a good team. They slapped around the Seahawks in Buffalo, and I think they're going to slap around the Arizona Cardinals in Phoenix. So I'll take that and make it my 3-point pick. So those are my 2 picks for the weekend.
Nice.
Peter.
It's funny because I liked the Bills were one of my picks. And now I'm tempted to avoid it.
Oh, no.
To not want to deal with Michael's 3-point game. And this is a challenging week. We as a team here over at Rosenberg headquarters are challenged. I'll tell you where I'm going with my 3-point pick. I just had a hunch all week that I like the Giants getting 3.5.
Is this your 2 or 3?
This is my 3-pointer.
Terrible pick.
I only have a 3-pointer and a 1-pointer this week, so I already lost my 2-pointer yesterday.
Hold that.
I'm going to rock with the Giants this week. I think they are building something, and frankly, this Eagles team, even if they beat the Giants, do they have enough to cover on the New York Giants? I suppose they could. But for some reason, I like the direction of the New York Giants, and I think, as we've talked about, it ends up being close, and if they lose, it's by a field goal. Call it 2017. The Giants cover and give me my 3-point pick. That would give me my 1-point pick, and I'm going to go back to the place that has done Michael dirty so many times, and that would be the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins hosting the Chargers, -1.5. We know one thing about the Chargers. They sure find wacky ways to lose. And they'll do one in Miami on Sunday night where Tua will pick up another win. Low points, at home. This Dolphins team is pretty good, pretty competitive. Let's be honest, emotionally and mentally, this Chargers team just has to be absolutely beat after what they've dealt with over the last month. My one-point pick will be the Dolphins giving 1.5. My three-pointer, the Giants getting 3.5.
Terrible picks, both of them.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Don.
All right. I've got all three. I thought about a bunch of them. I thought about that Charger-Dolphin game. I thought about the Steelers and the Bengals, but I've narrowed it down to these three. My one-point play is purely law of averages. Vikings at the Bears. Vikings are trending up. All right. Bears have a tremendous defense, but they can't score. I think this defense is really going to put 9 men in the box to try to stop Cook from doing anything. So that puts the ball in Kirk Cousins' hands. Now, that usually means trouble, especially on Monday night, where he's 0-9 on Monday Night Football. But with the 2.5-point number, I'm basically picking a winner here. I think he's due. I think he'll make some things happen with this opportunity. I think the Vikings continue to trend up. Cover the 2.5 in Chicago against the Bears. That's my one point.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
Love the pick.
I got to tell you, Don.
Love it.
I think it's a terrific pick.
Terrific pick. I toyed with it, but I mean, I'm not putting any faith in Kirk Cousins, but I love the pick.
Right. I batted around like a bunny, and then I went for the kill. All right. My 2-point play, Jaguars at the Packers in Green Bay.
Another game I love. I wonder if he's going to go my way.
Jake Lawton, however you want to pronounce it, did not embarrass himself last week at all.
Not a bit.
Are you familiar with the work of David Blow?
But the Green Bay Packers do blitz 69% of the time. So I do think that they will force him into some mistakes. The Jaguars 1-5 against the spread after losses. The Packers are 5-1 against the spread against losing teams this year. It's a big number. It's 13.5, but I get it under two touchdowns. I think the Packers cover at home against the Jacks.
Can I stop you for a second?
I don't. Go ahead.
Love this pick.
Got to tell you.
I had it written right here. The only reason I didn't pick it was out of deference to my friend Doug Marone.
There you go.
I think the Packers, if they want, could win this game by 35. Love it.
I'm not a fan of the pick.
All right. My 3-point play. Buccaneers travel to Carolina to take on the Christian McCaffrey-less Lee.
Try it again.
Let's do Christian McCaffrey-lessly.
McCaffrey-less.
Carolina Panthers. I'm still working on a little bit of a cold here. I do have an appointment for a test, by the way, on Sunday. I'm excited about that.
Oh, look at you.
Now, the Buccaneers won the first meeting 31-17. And the reason they did that was they sacked Bridgewater 5 times. Brady has covered, after a loss, the game 17 of the last 20 times. No McCaffrey. Buccaneers are going to bounce back after that humiliation at home against the New Orleans Saints. And I think they will cover the 5.5 against the Carolina Panthers. So much so, I've made it my 3-point play. So I got the Bucs.
I hate that pick.
Giving 5.5 is my 3-point play. Packers giving 13.5 my 2. Vikings giving 2.5 my 1-point play.
Those are the pro picks brought to you by Bud Light. When game day is a go, there's a Bud Light there. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the New York Jets. I don't know, you know, since Don picked this game, I want to tell the straight. I'm sure that Peter doesn't have it in ENN. Teddy Bridgewater yesterday was his birthday. You know where he went on his birthday? He went to dinner alone, and he went to the Olive Garden.
All right.
So my question is, and there's no knock on the Olive Garden, but you're in the middle of a pandemic.
Sure.
You really shouldn't be dining inside anyway. And if you do want to risk that because it's your birthday, you're going to go to a chain restaurant?
I know they have
unlimited breadsticks. I get
that's
it.
That's the thing.
Delightful.
Their breadsticks are phenomenal.
But do you really believe it, that a high-class athlete like Bridgewater is like shoveling carbs in his face like that?
It was probably just close.
Well, why not order in?
Like, maybe he just wanted to be out. It's the thing I miss during the pandemic. Is sit down in a restaurant and have a meal inside. I miss that.
Andrew said, are you sure he went alone? The story said he went alone, and he said, that's so sad. And then piling on top that he went alone to a chain restaurant on his birthday is really sad.
I respect it.
I do, too.
Is there anything you guys would agree with that I say? Anything?
Well, no, I understand.
Is that
listen,
what you want?
I'm a big believer that if you're going to the Olive Garden, you're really not a fan of Italian food.
Well, it's not about that. You know, now you're getting into the Domino's pizza argument, you know?
But still, it's a nice enough place that it's not it's apples and oranges. But they do have nice breadsticks. But I think it was probably just convenience. It was very close. He probably didn't want to go far. He didn't want to go outside his neighborhood. It's a place that he probably felt very comfortable at. I don't have an issue with it. Eating alone is sad, but sometimes, like traveling, Peter, I have to do that.
Do you know that Don used to get on me before you were on the show? Because when I was single, I would go to movies alone, and Don said it hurt my brand.
I think it hurts his brand.
I mean, meanwhile, this guy won't get on Cameo because he's too good for it, but he's hanging out in movie theaters alone like Pee-wee Herman?
Well, wait a minute. I don't think he's going to those types of theaters.
Theatrical releases, okay?
So not Vivid Video. Oh, Pee-wee had special releases.
But I'm bummed.
How is the Cameo income going?
Oh, I just cleared $1 million this year.
Really? And you still have a month and a half to go.
Yeah.
If I have time this weekend, I've downloaded the app already. I think I'm going on.
No, you reminded me. I have one I got to do. Rosenberg Radio on Cameo. I got to make it good today. Got to put on a show.
I'm not worried about what people think. It's there. If people want to reach out, it's there for them.
Is this part of the Don and Dave thing?
No. Nothing separate. To do with it.
Separate.
Completely separate.
Well, tell me if you feel good about that money. 1-800-919.
What do you mean? Feel? Why is it dirty money? Let me ask you that.
Because, you know, I make those videos for free for people.
I try to as well. But you know what? It's difficult sometimes for people.
But you make an obscene amount of money from this show. I don't understand people like... I'm kidding about Peter because, you know... But they're big-time people that make millions of dollars a year that are on Cameo. I don't understand that. Why would you do that?
But why not?
Because you're making millions of dollars.
Let me tell you something, just really quick, as far as the reaching out. There have been people that have been able to get my email or reach out to me and ask me wedding congratulations and all that.
And
right?
You never say no, do you?
And I don't say no.
Right.
But then I thought to myself, but not everybody's got that. Not everybody's on Twitter or not everybody has access. So for the people that are willing to pay a couple of bucks to have it done, who am I to say no?
That's exactly the point, Don. People act as if you're stealing their money. No, you're giving them an opportunity to get something they want.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.